Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 4, and I'm coming to you from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters. Yeah, that's my house. So we're going to talk today about some of my favorite tips, actually one in particular, one tip that you can use when using Google Drawings. Now, if you're not familiar with Google Drawings, you've probably heard of Google Slides, Google Docs, Google Sheets. You know, it's kind of like Word and PowerPoint and Excel of Microsoft Office fame. Google Drawings is a little bit different. Google Drawings is kind of like a digital poster board or a big digital sheet of paper. And students and teachers can use it to create really cool visuals. And it's really easy to use. You just, about the only things that you can add to them are shapes, lines, text, and images. So, you know, not too tough to pick up and be able to start using. And there are a couple of features on it that are, that they don't just totally fly off of the page and make you notice them. And one of them in particular is this neat tip that I use to create titles or big text that will really pop, that'll really stick out. And that is WordArt. And so if you haven't used WordArt before, in Google Drawings, you can click on Insert and then go right on down to WordArt, and it lets you type in your text. And as soon as you hit enter, it creates the WordArt for you. And basically, WordArt is kind of like text that gets treated as an image or gets treated as a shape, so to speak. So there's a lot of things that you can change around on it. You can change the background color, what they call the fill color. You can add a border to it of differing colors and differing widths. And then you can also change the font. But then what's really neat about it also is that it lets you grab the little corner boxes so that you can resize it and you can make it narrower or wider, taller or shorter. So it doesn't have to just stick to the same dimensions. I really like using WordArt when I have a busy background and want to put text over the top of it. So what I'll do a lot of times is I will create the WordArt. And then I'll change either the background or the fill color or the border color to a very contrasting color to what's going on in the background. And if I use both of those things, then that generally will make that text really stick out. So it's kind of nice to be able to do that. And then when you put the border around the text, another neat thing that you can do is you can change the width of that border too. So if you can imagine kind of like an outline around your text, if you use the button that's called border weight, which is right next to the color of the fill and the color of the border, if you use that border weight, you can make your outline wider and thinner. So pretty cool stuff. That is one of four, or a total of five, I guess. There are four other tips to use on Google Drawings that you may not have heard of. I just put up a post on ditchthattextbook.com. It includes a YouTube video with a walkthrough of how to do all of them. It includes what those little lines are whenever you move things around on a Google Drawing. It also includes how to add a video to a Google Drawing, even though Google Drawings don't have the video option in the insert menu. So you can't actually insert a video traditionally into a Google Drawing, but there is a trick to make it happen. Talk about how to make your backgrounds a little bit fancier and how to add these nice pre-designed diagrams to your Google Drawings. So if you want to check that out, that's available over at ditchthattextbook.com. So other than that, hope you have a great day and I will see you on the next episode. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.